This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد على نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have an extremely beautiful hadith. This is a hadith about aspiring for higher and higher goals and being productive with our life. It's a beautiful hadith, so I want you to pay attention to it and study the lessons and practice them in our life, inshallah. Surely we will turn our life into a beautiful, a creative, a life of dedicated to good deeds, inshallah. I will read the hadith in Arabic and translate and then explain the meanings, inshallah. Al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ilallahi min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr. Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah wa la ta'jis. Wa inna sabaka shay'un fala taqul law anni fa'altu kana kadha wa kadha. ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفته عمل الشيطان. الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح مسلم. A strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer. Although there is good in everyone, set your heart on what is beneficial for you and strive hard to realize your goal and seek the help of Allah and never feign helplessness. If something happens and you find yourself unable to reach the goal, you should say that was God's will, and never say, I wish if I had done this, it would have been different. Such thoughts will only open the door for Shaitan to play with your mind. Narrator is Abu Huraira and source is Muslim. Of course, it is recorded by other compilers of traditions as well. This is a very critical hadith. It teaches us to be creative and productive by thinking positively and planning to achieve success in life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the one of the greatest, most successful leaders to walk on this earth, exhorts us to aspire and aim for higher and higher goals in life. And the way to go about it is first by empowering ourselves with faith. In other words, first we ought to believe in Allah and believe in ourselves. The Prophet reminds us of the source of real strength, the power of faith. Faith is not a passive thing. It is a miracle, a source of empowerment. The stronger our faith, the irresistible the power we possess. So we need to work on our faith, enhance it by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrendering our will to His will and trusting in Him. With enhanced faith as the capital, we should direct our focus and energies on achieving great things. We can succeed as long as we plan, work hard, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be hopeful and resilient at the same time. If after due planning and expending the best of our efforts, we find ourselves unable to reach our goal, we should change our direction, saying that was God's will, and never indulge in wishful thinking like saying, if only I had done this, it would have been different. Such thoughts are unproductive. They only open doors for Shaitan to play with our minds. We would save ourselves from frustrations if only we recognize that God is in charge. Allahu ghalibun ala amri. His will can supersede our will. At that point, it is better for us to know that Allah is wise. His will supersedes our will, for He alone knows what is good for us, although we do not quite understand it. However, later on, we may find the wisdom. Yes, there is no dearth of examples in life, in all areas of life, to testify to this fact. We remember numerous cases of individuals, some of them going for Umrah, who were frustrated as they could not catch a certain flight, only to learn later to their utter shock that the flights crashed, causing the death of all the passengers aboard. So as humans, we need to trust in Allah's will and accept the inevitable. It is better for us to accept the inevitable and move on with our life by aiming for another goal to strive for. Thus, instead of dwelling on negative thoughts, that failure should be seen as a lesson to turn our focus onto something else and direct our energies to realize it. The Prophet begins his advice by stressing the power of faith. A strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer. What does he mean by this statement? A believer who is strong in belief and strong in body and mind is better than a weak believer. The Prophet would love a believer to be strong in every sense. Because with strong faith, upright conduct, and strong mind and body, he would possess great ambition, becomes persistent, resilient, and full of vigor, and hence he becomes unstoppable. The Prophet's words, although there is good in everyone, mean that since faith is the true source of strength, there is good even in a weak believer, because he is still better than a person without faith who lacks the source of power. He don't have that dynamic, the seed of power. The faith that is dormant in him can also be revived and recharged with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lessons to learn. Faith is the source of power for a believer. A believer seeks to lead a productive life by focusing on achieving great things in life. He is creative and productive with his time and resources. He works hard by keeping his goals in mind. While doing so, he trusts in Allah and is always seeking Allah's help. If after directing his energies and expanding himself, his efforts, if he were to fail, he takes it as a lesson for him to change his goal and direct his energy to something else. He trusts in God's wisdom and knows that he does only what is good for his servant. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the true power of faith by the miraculous success he achieved in a short span of 23 years. So as believers, Islam calls us to action and doing productive and creative work by empowering ourselves with true faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam is opposed to pessimism, fatalism, sloth, and laziness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to act according to the lessons of this beautiful hadith. It's a source of empowerment for the believers in all times and places. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.